The town of Normal has moved ahead on an east side location for a new fire station at Shepherd and Hershey Roads, in spite of significant pushback from neighbors in the area. Joining us to talk about that and other developments is Mayor Pro Tem Jeff Fritzen. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Chris Koos is out of town today. Jeff Fritzen, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas. Would you respond to neighborhood concerns about a fire station at Hershey and Shepherd and the smaller lot sizes the development will have as a result?
This particular issue is multifaceted. So there's a gut reaction right away from a neighborhood, which is expected and, you know, quite frankly, a normal thing, I think, to learn of something that's going to be different than what you thought it was going to be when you relocated to that neighborhood or invested in a new home in a neighborhood and the like. So I can understand that. But the idea of the fire station was one thing that people were responding to. The other was, in order to carve out that property for the fire station, the developer who has developed the neighborhood where the people reside who are up in arms about the issue, there's another part to that development to the north that is to date undeveloped. There's a concept plan out there that showed how the developer intended to continue his development of that property with some R2 zoning, which is, we used to call them duplexes. You know, there's zero lot line now, but two homes connected together. And they already developed a lot of that along Shepherd Road, and they showed that's what was going to be along Hershey Road as well. And then to the north, in the larger part of the yet-to-be-developed part of the subdivision, the intention was to build more homes similar to what had already been built in the southern part. You know, the reaction then from the neighborhood, like I said, was one, you're going to build a fire station right there. And then two, they're going to change what I thought was going to be to my north and maybe make some lot sizes smaller and the like. And so I think the first thing in my years in public service when people respond in deep angst about something like that, you have to let them talk and not try to solve the problem for them in that first that initial conversation, because you're not going to. You're just not going to. You have to get to the root of the discord and kind of work back, through it to see where can we find some understanding and then work from there. And so I think that's what, even though the emotions are pretty deep in this neighborhood, I think that's what the process allowed to happen, the planning commission process and coming before the council and the staff hearing, the developer hearing some of the concerns from the neighborhood and making some adjustments along the way.
Is the heat and the concern all related to the town and the fire station, or is some of it perhaps displacement over promises made and then changed by the developer himself?
Oh, yeah. There's a good degree of that with the developer. And, the town is kind of the lightning rod because, we have the proposal for the fire station, which is a hard thing and something easy to look at and say, here's how that's going to impact me. The rest of it is still on paper. So you can look at that and say, well, if they build smaller homes, that's going to affect the value of my home. If they change the layout of the streets, that's going to affect traffic patterns, we think. And so the developer, though, they bought the property in 2009. They have a 20-year window with a development plan to develop that property. Along the way, though, markets change. And we all know that the market in Bloomington Normal for a lot of things, but real estate in particular, is shaken up by some of the changes with our largest employer.
And so current homeowners are out there and not seeing it develop as they had hoped.
Right, right.
And that also feeds into their feelings about this.
And so the developer, this is an opportunity for them to take a second look at the yet-to-be-developed portion to say,
what works
are
now?
We meeting the market that exists today and that we anticipate will exist over the next 10 years. So plans are drawn, changes are not inevitable necessarily, but there's always that possibility. And that's what some of the fight is about.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most days, most Tuesdays, after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, we'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. This is 89.1 and WGLT.org.